We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Fill in your name, email address, and cell number. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. Call ID targeted. To join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted protests 2019, October 18th through the 22nd in Washington, D.C. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free T-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The address is https://www.house.gov/representatives. Tonight, we are going to discuss the Council on Foreign Relations, the acronym CFR, and the New World Order and how they relate. For those who may be confused by the controversies surrounding the New World Order, a one-world government and American concern over giving the UN more power. Those unaware of the issues involved and those wishing more background, I offer the following. Originally presented for an honors class, Dilemmas of War and Peace, at New Mexico State University, the paper was ridiculed and criticized by Dr. Joseph Lapid, an acknowledged and locally quoted expert on terrorism and Middle Eastern affairs. He was judged to be paranoid, possibly a symptom of mental illness. You may judge for yourself. Citing source data is the scientific method, but does not seem to apply to conspiracy theories. 1,000 sources may be quoted, yet will not convince the skeptics or the realists. It seems to me the symptoms of mental illness are on their side if they refuse to look at the evidence. There are none so blind as those who will not see. Or perhaps something more sinister is at work, such as a knowledge of the truth that does not want you to know. To be paranoid means to believe in delusions of danger and persecution. If the danger is real and the evidence credible, then it cannot be delusional. To ignore the evidence and hope that it cannot be true is more an evidence of mental illness. This issue involves much more than a difference of philosophy or political viewpoint. Growing up in the midst of the Cold War, our generation were taught that those who attempted to abolish our national sovereignty and overthrow our constitutional government were committing acts of treason. Please judge for yourself if the group discussed is guilty of such. If one group is effectively in control of national governments and multinational corporations, promotes world government through control of media, foundation grants, and education, and controls and guides the issues of the day, then they control most options available. The Council on Foreign Relations and the financial powers behind it have done all these things and promote the New World Order as they have for over 70 years. The CFR is the promotional arm of the ruling elite in the United States of America. Most influential politicians, academics, and media personalities are members, and it uses its influence to infiltrate the New World Order into American life. Its experts write scholarly pieces to be used in decision making. The academics expound on the wisdom of a united world, and the media members disseminate the message. To understand how the most influential people in America came to be members of an organization working purposefully for the overthrow of the Constitution and American sovereignty, we have to go back at least to the early 1900s, though the story actually begins much earlier, depending on your viewpoint and beliefs. That a ruling power elite does indeed control the U.S., the government behind the scenes has been attested to by many Americans in a position to know. The justice of the Supreme Court from 1939 through 1962 said, "The real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes." In a letter to the Associate dated November 21st, 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt wrote, "The real truth of the matter is, as you know, and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson." On February 23, 1954, Senator William Jenner warned in a speech, "Outwardly, we have a constitutional government. We have operating within our government a political system, another body representing another form of government, a bureaucratic elite which believes our Constitution is outmoded. Baron M.A. Rothschild wrote, "Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. All that is needed to effectively control a government is to have control over the nation's money. A central bank with a monopoly over the supply of money and credit. This has been done in Western Europe with the creation of privately owned central banks such as the Bank of England." Georgetown professor Dr. Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote about the goals of the investment bankers who control central banks. "Nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. Controlled in a feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world, acting in concert by secret agreements arrived in frequent private meetings and conferences. The Bank of the United States was formed in 1816, an early attempt at an American central bank. It was abolished by President Andrew Jackson, who believed that it threatened the nation. He wrote, "The bold effort the present bank had made to control the government, the distress it had wantonly produced, are but premonitions of the fate that awaits the American people, if they should ever be deluded into a perpetuation of this institution or the establishment of another like it." Thomas Jefferson wrote, "The central bank is an institution of the most deadly hostility existing against the principles and form of our Constitution. If the American people allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, These banks are as federal as Federal Express, although Federal Express is actually a member of the CFR. The issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers fought for. This is the New World Order, people. They want slavery. They want us to work for nothing. The American dream gone. The right to own and drive a car gone. Everything gone. And then I imagine they will tell you where to live as well. Does that not describe the situation in America today? The U.S. managed to do without a central bank until early in this century, when, according to Congressman Charles Lindbergh Sr., the money trust caused the 1907 panic and thereby forced Congress to create a National Monetary Commission headed by Senator Nelson Aldrich, father-in-law of John D. Rockefeller, Jr. The commission recommended the creation of a central bank. Though unconstitutional, and still is today, the Congress shall have power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and this is Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. The Federal Reserve Act was passed in December 1913, ostensibly to stabilize the economy and prevent further panics. But as Lindbergh warned Congress, this act establishes the most gigantic trust on earth. The invisible government, by the money, proven to exist by the money, trust investigation will be legalized. The Great Depression and numerous recessions later, it is obvious that the Federal Reserve produces inflation and federal debt whenever it desires, but with no stability. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you very much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Once again, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number in a short message. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Please understand that we get upwards of 100 calls. Wait patiently. I will get back to you. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. Call ID, Targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, type in your address bar, freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Protest 2019 in Washington, D.C. on October the 18th through the 22nd, Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. Well, you've still got, well, a couple hours. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The site is as follows: https://www.house.gov/representatives. Tonight, we are talking about Agenda 21 and who is responsible for trying to create it and implement it on taxpaying, loyal U.S. citizens. Congressman Louis McFadden, House Committee on Banking and Currency Chairman, 1920 through 1931, stated, "When the Federal Reserve Act was passed, the people of the United States did not perceive that a world banking system was being set up here. A superstate controlled by international bankers and industrialists, acting together to enslave the world. Every effort has been made by the Fed to conceal its powers. But the truth is, the Fed has usurped the government. Although called federal, the Federal Reserve System is privately owned by member banks, makes its own policies, and is not subject to oversight by Congress or even the President himself. As the overseer and supplier of reserves, the Fed gave banks access to public funds, which enhanced their lending capacity. Okay, we're going to another commercial. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Frank.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it, so many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are coming to you live once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening once again from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0143. Targeted to Massachusetts, Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. Call ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, type in the address bar, freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted protest 2019 in Washington, D.C. occurs October the 18th through the 22nd. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website address is https://www.house.gov/representatives. Okay, I will pick up where I left off. Tonight we are discussing Agenda 21 and who is responsible for it. Peter Kershaw in Economic Solutions lists the 10 major shareholders of the Federal Reserve Bank system as Rothschild, London and Berlin, Lazard Brothers, Paris, Israel, Seif, Italy, Kun Loeb Company, Germany, Warburg, Hamburg, and Amsterdam, Lehman Brothers, New York, Goldman and Sachs, New York, Rockefeller, New York. That most, if not all of these families, just happen to be Jewish. You may judge the significance of yourself. The balance of stock is owned by major commercial member banks. According to D.V. Kidd, why a bankrupt America? The Federal Reserve pays the Bureau of Engraving and Printing approximately $23 for every 1,000 notes printed. 10,000 $100 notes, $1 million, would thus cost the Federal Reserve $230. They then secure a pledge of collateral equal to the face value from the U.S. government. The collateral is our land, our labor, and our assets collected by their agents, the IRS. By authorizing the Fed to regulate and create money, and thus inflation, Congress gave private banks power to create profits at will. As Lindbergh put it, the new law will create inflation whenever the trusts want inflation. They can unload the stocks on the people at high prices during the feeding frenzy and then bring on a panic and buy them back at low prices. The day of reckoning is only a few years removed. That day came in 1929 with the stock market crash and Great Depression. One of the most important powers given to the Fed was the right to buy and sell government securities and provide loans to member banks so they might also purchase them. This provided another built-in mechanism for profit to the banks if government debt was increased. All that was needed was a method to pay off the debt. This was accomplished through the passage of the income tax bill in 1913. A national income tax was declared unconstitutional in 1895 by the Supreme Court. So a constitutional amendment was proposed in Congress by none other than Senator Nelson Aldrich. As presented to the American people, it seemed reasonable enough. Income tax on only 1% of income under $20,000, with the assurance that it would never increase. Well, guess what? It increased a little bit. Since it was graduated, the tax would soak the rich. But the rich had other plans. already devising a method of protecting wealth, as described by Gary Allen in his 1976 book, The Rockefeller File. By the time the 16th Amendment had been approved by the states, the Rockefeller Foundation was in full operation. About the same time that Judge Kenesaw Landis was ordering the breakup of the Standard Oil monopoly. John D. not only avoided taxes by creating four great tax-exempt foundations, he used them as repositories for his divested interests, made his assets non-taxable so that they might be passed down through generations without estate and gift taxes. Each year, the Rockefellers can dump up to half their incomes into their pet foundations and deduct the donations from their income tax. Exchanging ownership for control of wealth, foundations are also a handy means for promoting interests that benefit the wealthy. Millions of foundation dollars have been donated to causes such as promoting the use of drugs, while degrading preventative medicine. Since many drugs are made from coal tar derivatives, both oil companies and drug manufacturing concerns, many Rockefeller owned or controlled, are the main beneficiaries. With the means to loan enormous sums to the government, the Fed, a method to repay the debt, income tax, and an escape from taxation for the wealthy, foundations, all that remained was an excuse to borrow money. By some happy coincidence, in 1914, World War I began. And after American participation, national debt rose from $1 billion to $25 billion. Woodrow Wilson was elected president in 1913, beating incumbent William Howard Taft, who had vowed to veto legislation establishing a central bank. To divide the Republican vote and elect the relatively unknown Wilson, J.P. Morgan and Company poured money into the candidacy of Teddy Roosevelt and his Progressive Party. According to an eyewitness, Wilson was brought to Democratic Party headquarters in 1912 by Bernard Baruch, a wealthy banker. He received an indoctrination course from those he met and in return agreed, if elected, to support the projected Federal Reserve and the income tax, and listen to advice in case of war in Europe, and on the composition of his cabinet. So President Wilson was ordered around in his presidency. Wilson's top advisor during his two terms was a man named Colonel Edward M. House. House's biographer, Charles Seymour, called him the unseen guardian angel of the Federal Reserve Act. helping to guide it through Congress. Another biographer wrote that House believed the Constitution, a product of 18th century minds, was thoroughly outdated, that the country would be better off if the Constitution could be scrapped and rewritten. Isn't that what's happening today? House wrote a book entitled Philip Drew, Administrator, published anonymously in 1912. The hero, Philip Drew, rules America and introduces radical changes, such as a graduated income tax, a central bank, and a League of Nations. World War I produced both a large national debt and huge profits for those who had backed Wilson. Baruch was appointed head of the War Industries Board, where he exercised dictatorial power over the national economy. He and the Rockefellers were reported to have earned over $200 million during the war. Wilson Backer of Cleveland Dodge sold munitions to the Allies, while J.P. Morgan loaned them hundreds of millions. With the protection of U.S. entry into the war. While profit was certainly a motive, the war was also useful to justify the notion of world governments. William Hoare reveals in Architects of Conspiracy that during the 1950s, government investigators examining the records of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a longtime promoter of globalism, found that several years before the outbreak of World War I, the Carnegie trustees were planning to involve the U.S. in a general war to set the stage for world government. So world government and Agenda 21 isn't something that's brand new, but they're trying it again, and they'll keep trying it until we finally, as a public, scream out at the top of our lungs that we've had enough. And ladies and gentlemen, I think we have had enough. We've been controlled. We've been herded. We just had an election that was possibly a conspiracy with Russia. We have had enough. The main obstacle was that Americans did not want any involvement in European wars. Some kind of incident, such as the explosion of the battleship Maine, which provoked the Spanish-American War, would have to be provided as a provocation. This occurred when the Lusitania, carrying 128 Americans on board. Okay, once more, we have to go to commercial. Thank you for listening.
happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are coming to you live once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And I'd like to thank John Stadtmiller for giving us the opportunity to tell the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. Call ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Protest 2019 occurs in Washington, D.C. on October the 18th through the 22nd. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make sure you do this. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website address, very quickly, is https://www.house.gov/representatives. Okay, I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen, and good night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.